This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha in a short while from now on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. He will reply in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju after the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. In the Lok Sabha, participating in the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said the present government lacks absolute majority and this is a victory of the India bloc. During his speech, Mr. Yadav raised questions on the Indian economy, saying that despite India becoming the fifth largest economy in the world, per capita income is still low. Mr. Yadav also raised the issue of paper leak. Kalyan Banerjee of TMC alleged that opposition leaders are being targeted through the misuse of central agencies. K.C. Venugopal of Congress claimed that Lok Sabha elections results are a moral victory for the opposition. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal, Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Santosh Pandey of BJP and Sumitra Khan of BJP took part in the discussion. The discussion is underway. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Birendra Prasad Baisha of Ahom Gana Parishad raised the issue of inclusion of six communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. BJP MP Ashok Rao Chauhan of BJP spoke about the NEET exam issue, saying the culprit should be booked and fair investigation to be done and the government is clear about it. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari, P. Wilson of DMK, TMC's MP Samirul Islam, Mazibullah Khan and Sulata Deo of BJD, among others, also participated in the discussion. It is underway. Earlier, three newly elected MPs of Rajya Sabha from Kerala took oath. They are Harish Biran, Jose K. Mani and P.P. Sunil. BJP MP Bhansuri Swaraj today moved a notice in the Lok Sabha over Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi's remarks made in the lower house yesterday during his speech on the President's address. When the house met for the day, she moved the notice and alleged that the Congress MP made several inaccurate statements in his speech. In a notice, she said that Mr. Gandhi's certain comments were misleading in nature and necessary action should be taken in this regard. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has written a letter to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla over expungement of some portion of his speech and urged that the remarks should be restored. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged NDA MPs to adhere to the rules of Parliament, uphold the principles of parliamentary democracy and exhibit good conduct, which he said is essential for being a good MP. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of the NDA since the formation of the new government. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct. Southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. The India Meteorological Department said monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days ahead of the normal date of covering the entire India. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places over Gujarat, Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya. And in Uttarakhand, the Met Department has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rain in isolated places of Kumaon region till Thursday. In Assam, the flood situation has turned critical with more than 6 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 19 districts. In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant rain continues to affect normal life. Landslides and flash flood triggered by very heavy rainfall have blocked road communication to many interior places. In Itanagar and Papumpare district, administration have declared closure of school for next 5 days. Incessant rain continued to lash several parts of Gujarat since yesterday. And in T20 World Cup winning Indian team, cricket team has been stranded in Barbados for the past 2 days because of hurricane Beryl, which has led to the shutdown of airports and businesses. The hurricane in the Caribbean Sea has been upgraded to Category 4, bringing life-threatening winds that stormed Barbados and nearby islands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.